For months during the pandemic, it was them, the Seawolves and the cameras. But on December 15, at the 50th Daytime Emmy Awards, the world joined BC filmmakers in celebrating the unique lives of the now iconic species. In mid-December, cinematographer and diver Maxwell Hahn of Pender Harbor traveled to Los Angeles for the award ceremony on behalf of Island of the Seawolves, a three-part documentary on Netflix shot in 2021. After receiving 7 nominations, they took home 4 Emmy Awards: Outstanding Cinematography for a Daytime Nonfiction Program, and Outstanding Single Camera Editing, Sound Mixing and Outstanding Writing Team. I've never actually watched the Emmys, so I didn't know what to expect going into this. I was kind of going in blind, but I was told to get a fancy suit and show up, Hahn said. He anticipated bringing home maybe 1 or 2 of the 7 nominations they received, and was thrilled to earn 4. The Outstanding Cinematography team included Hahn, Sam Ellis, James Freistack, Matt Hood, Darren West, Dave Pearson, Kieran O'Donovan, Robin Smith, Russell Clark, and Adam Ravtek. Jeff Turner, Chelsea Turner, Alex Burr and Lou Ferguson worked as directors and producers. The Emmy for cinematography is kind of like the Stanley Cup of wildlife filmmaking, so it's pretty cool. Very special, he said. Hahn grew up in Pender Harbor and moved to Vancouver Island 8 years ago for his career as a diver. Not long after accepting the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles, Hahn visited the Sunshine Coast with his girlfriend Kaylin Lindsay for the holidays, where his family was very excited for him. Hahn credits his mother Paulette for inspiring him to be creative and credits his father Rob for encouraging him to travel. Though Lindsay grew up in Gibsons, the couple didn't meet until they crossed paths in Mexico. She recently became a dive master and will work as a safety diver on upcoming shoots, relying on her background in healthcare as a nurse and paramedic. Everywhere we went, people were saying, "Congratulations," and they were all very excited, he said of his recent visit to the coast. Many told him they were rewatching the series over the holidays or watching it for the first time. For Seashelt's Tom McPherson, his involvement in the documentary was much more under the radar. As the director of Seaforth Expeditions, McPherson was hired to put the cameramen in front of the wolves, as he says. His company's mission is to guide filmmakers and wildlife photographers to safely locating seawolves, his specialty, while managing logistics in the field. He'd been told by one of the producers that the seawolves would be the throbbing heartbeat of the storyline, no pressure, he jokes. McPherson relied on his knowledge of the seawolves' territories and what drives them. The wolves even know his scent. He hiked around 7,500 kilometers over the course of filming to track the population and determine the best locations to shoot in the difficult terrain. It was McPherson who found the gray whale that became a major food source for the wolves, and a reliable source for footage for the camera crew. Seashelt's Tom McPherson guided the Island of the Seawolves team to shooting locations. Simon Smith photo. I had a really wild experience where the alpha female led me to her den, which allowed us to install some remote cameras and capture some never-before-seen footage, McPherson said. The task was like finding a needle in a haystack until he was able to follow the new mom to her pups. Sure enough, I came up to this big cedar tree, and I can hear these little growls coming up from underneath. It just comes down to, basically, a stubborn dedication to the task, McPherson said. And a lot of time in the field. The filming for Island of the Seawolves was done over the course of 10 months during the pandemic, which ended up being a boon for local filmmakers, McPherson said. While UK-based production companies would usually send out their own camera crew for such a project, travel restrictions meant Wild Space Productions had to call on BC-based cinematographers, guides and other locals and subcontracted Vancouver Island-based River Road Films. For Hahn, that meant some of the filming locations were only an hour's drive away. It really allowed a lot of us to establish our foot in the industry and show they don't need to send crews over from the UK, and we've got lots of local talent here. Hopefully, that provides a bit more work for us in the future, and more work for other companies and guides, Hahn said. It's pretty cool and a huge accomplishment because it's all the wildlife that surrounds us here in British Columbia. For it to reach such a global scale, on Netflix, it's translated into like 30 different languages being broadcast worldwide. It's pretty huge, Han said, adding that he's proud to be part of a team that was able to make this documentary. Even for the people who may see these wild creatures in their natural habitat, Island of the Sea Wolves offered close-up, intimate interactions of iconic animals living through struggles and family dynamics. Han said the team had to rely on a lot of technology to achieve such shots, placing equipment in remote locations and waiting days, weeks, months in hopes to get the shots and piece together the story. Those long hours, McPherson said, also developed friendships. There's thousands and thousands of hours spent in the blinds in the rain, not seeing anything, and just being cold and wet and feeling like a failure. Then a poignant moment would arrive. An injured pup appeared to be left behind by the pack. McPherson said it felt like the story was falling apart, until the pup was reunited with an alpha male. For the crew, and later the audience, it was an emotional roller coaster that goes hand in hand with following a wolf pack. It's impossible not to get sucked into it, and I think that was also part of the success of the story in the series. Since Island of the Sea Wolves, Han has worked on 10 more projects. His next project, Secrets of the Octopus for National Geographic, will begin streaming on Disney Plus this Earth Day, April 22. McPherson says working with the documentary team was a career highlight, and it's helped get his name further in the industry. He's able to share that another wolf project he has been working on will be released on a major platform this coming fall. The story is just beginning.